Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mike Calta the show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Friday, we're out live at Cafe Chibo in the morning for our big Christmas party celebration. And then Friday night, we will be out in downtown Dunedin for the annual pub crawl. All the information is on theboneonline.com. You can see what bars we're going to. Carmen, are you starting it off? Are you kicking it off? You know?
We still don't know.
Oh, man. Well, it's only Wednesday.
Right. So.
Why would you?
Skips on Main Street at 7 o'clock is where it all kicks off. Then at 7:45, Flanagan's. Then we go over to the Rusty Lion at 8:30, 9:15, Rosie's Tavern. And then at 9:45, Kelly's Chickaboom Room, where we will be at Main Street closing it out for the year, our final celebration and party with you guys before we all go on vacation for a couple of weeks. And then we are back here in January already talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's what I like to call Groundhog Day.
Every
day is the same day.
Interesting thing is St. Patty's Day actually falls on a Sunday this year, so I would imagine everybody will be celebrating Saturday.
Yeah,
I would just tell you now before you ask, I'm not doing anything on Sunday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody that's like, can you guys come play this thing on Sunday? The answer I'm telling you right now is no.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
There is a Shamrock half marathon in
that'll do.
St. Pete on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, it's a half Sunday. Marathon?
Yeah. Only half.
No, thank you. So it's official. The Rays will not be moving. The Rays told St. Petersburg that they are finished looking elsewhere for now and that they are staying in St. Petersburg, which to me means they will soon be in another city.
Yeah, they're finished looking around here is what they meant to say. They're finished looking over in Tampa and stuff. But, yeah, they're definitely looking to go to a different place because it just isn't working here.
I would say it would be nice if they ended up in another American city, but I would say it's possible that they can go back to Canada, that they could become a Canadian team.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care.
I'm not a baseball fan, so it doesn't matter to me at all.
Yeah. Made me not a baseball fan.
That'll have no effect on my life whatsoever.
I was a baseball fan, but I just don't like the organization and the team. I don't know what it is because it's not the stadium. I've been in the stadium. They've made it so fan friendly over there that it's, you know, it's nice outside. There's parking. It's in a perfect area. Downtown St. Petersburg now is built up around it. They didn't even need the stadium to build up around it. I don't know. I just don't like it. I would love if we could have downtown St. Pete be built around a stadium like kind of like Chicago is. You know, build around Wrigley Field.
Yeah,
all those places down there that they're cool to go hang out at, the Cubby Bear and Mother's and all those types of places. But I don't know. I just don't see it happen, and mostly, I don't see the fans ever caring enough to really put enough asses in the seat to make it acceptable. There's a picture of it on the St. Pete Times today. When you click on it, it looks like it looks like nobody's been there in so long. Trees are growing around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever see like property that's just sat for a while?
Yeah.
It looks like moss is growing on their driveway up there. Oh well. Why don't they just wreck it? Play temporarily for a year and build a new outdoor stadium there. I think that'd be just as good at this point.
Yeah. I mean, because look at Sparkman's Wharf.
Right.
Where that
is. Shut it down.
Looks like a park inside there. It used to be just all concrete, nothing, whatever. And now it looks like a park.
It's crazy.
You know, that's inside, outside type of thing, whatever.
So what if they crush Tropicana Field? See, now I feel like I'm fixing their problems.
Oh, I already told you what to do.
What if they crush? Yeah. If they crush Tropicana Field and then they rebuild an outdoor stadium in that area and then build a, you know, like you said, like a little, like wharf type things, food truck, little stations on the outside or whatever you do, and do it that way. Then be like, hey, we tried to move to Tampa. We can't, but we built you this really nice stadium here. There's enough people in St. Pete now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just get rid of it. Just go to Charlotte. Become the Charlotte Rays.
Oh, no.
Like, the Bucks suck, but I don't want the Bucks to leave. Right?
I would not like the Bucks to leave. I'm the only sport that I really go to watch the most is hockey, and I think I've been to 2 hockey games in the past year. So, 1, 2, 3 sports. That's my vote.
That's unacceptable. Yeah. Especially with your team, Tampa Bay Lightning, on fire.
I'm a Florida Panthers guy. Miami Dolphins.
Really?
Yeah. Miami Heat. You know.
Name 2 players on the Panthers right now.
That is Dan Marino.
No, on the Panthers, you idiot.
Oh, on the Panthers. Pavel Bure. And
Pavel Bure would have to be 65 years old.
And, you know, Vinny LeCavalier.
Yeah, John Van Beesbrook.
Yep, there we go. Yeah. We got the Beezer. Beezer's in.
You're an idiot. Mike out the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. I wanted to tell you real quick with the Rays. My brother-in-law is a baseball guru.
Right.
And he swears up and down if it wasn't for the players union, the Rays and the Rockies would have been retracted by now. They'd have pulled them back and, you know, had the other owners buy the owners of the Rays out.
Right.
And just go back to not having them.
I thought that would happen already. I thought they would either have taken it and moved to another city or do that, absorb the team back, because nobody goes. That's the bottom line, is nobody's going to the games. I think it's smart of the Rays not to move the stadium, because now they can just keep blaming the stadium. And they go, if we had a new stadium.
Right.
But in the meantime, nobody cares about the Rays. Nobody cares to go out there and support that team. And Tampa just doesn't like, St. Pete just doesn't really like baseball. Nobody really likes baseball anymore. The teams that are selling tickets for baseball are ones that have had teams for 100 years. That you grew up with it in your blood. That's it.
Yeah, I think he's right. If it wasn't for the players' union wanting to give up that many jobs, they would have been gone by now. So,
I don't know
what happens.
I don't understand baseball. Baseball's got the Cubs got Joe Maddon. They bring him in there. They steal him away. They bring him in there, and he takes them to win their first World Series in a gazillion years. And the guy's in his last year of his contract, and they haven't even re-signed him yet. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like, is that it? We just won a 1 World Series, and now we're done with the organization for another 100 years? I don't understand baseball. But thank you, Roger. Good talking to you. This is the other thing. Spanish, you ready for more sports?
Yes.
Is this the decline of Tom Brady?
Oh, my God.
That's the headline everywhere. That's the headline. The guy's over 40 years old. He's won like 5 Super Bowls. He's still super handsome. There is no decline. There's life is going to happen at some point.
Listen, you lose 2 in a row. Garbage.
Oh, he's the worst.
You kissed your son on the mouth, you piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Burn in hell, Tom.
Good people luck with your model wife, idiot.
Right. People are so fickle.
Oh, man.
It's unbelievable. The decline? No, he, at this point, he should just be like, I'm done, walk away, and go down as the greatest football player in the history of the game.
Do we know if he's been suffering concussions? Has that been confirmed? Because I know his wife was saying that he should retire because he's all concussed up. Do you guys remember that last year?
I don't know. I mean, he seems like he never gets hit.
That's what I was going to say.
But I'm sure he does.
But he may not get sacked a lot, but he still gets hit and bumped around, and he still has... You know, I don't know. If I were him at this point, I would want to just enjoy the rest of my life healthy.
Yeah, that's what I've got to imagine. You want to remember your kid's childhood and not, you know, get to 60 and you can't say your name anymore.
Can you imagine being Tom Brady's son, how great your life is?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Your dad kisses you on the mouth.
No, but you can't play football.
Right. I was going to say, it is and it isn't, because... You're, you know, obviously already a multimillionaire because your father and your mother, actually the mother makes more than the father.
Yeah.
But now you have to live up to super handsome, unbelievably, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of the greatest quarterback. You know what I mean? Like all these things. What are you doing? I work at the Apple store. You know, like,
You know what, Galvin? That's why I've done it for my son. Not been good looking at all.
Yep.
Moderately successful. Have no athletic ability.
Yeah.
Anything he does now, he's already beat me at.
Already, you know?
Incredible father.
I have to tell you, the only way that I think Tom Brady's son has a bad life is if he tries to play football and he's not good, or if Tom makes him play football.
Ooh, and you have to imagine anything else he does, if it's any sort of celebrity or anything, whatever, let's talk about your father, blah, blah. His father is a football player. You know that that's going to be.
You know, I thought that's also such a good in for anybody who.
Yeah, I think it's a double-edged sword.
I think anybody, like look at Denzel Washington's son. Nobody even knows it's him for a while until somebody goes, you know that's Denzel Washington's son? They go, what? I had no idea he's a great actor. Don't think that everybody in Hollywood doesn't know the second he shows up for an audition that that's Denzel Washington's son. Yeah. It's not like he fooled everybody.
But he also played college football and got a scholarship.
Right. He's a great actor on his own. It's not like they're like, who's this guy? Right. Why is this guy on the show? He's been very good.
Also, don't think that the colleges weren't like, hey, if we got him to come, Denzel would be showing up to different events and stuff. Right. And
like the basketball team that hired Bill Murray's brother. We know what goes on. All I'm saying is that if you're Tom Brady's kid, you can have a good life, especially if you're gay.
It's weird now that I'm getting to an age, it makes me feel old, that players that I saw play like college, their kids are now in college. Like Derek Brooks' son.
Right. All-Stud son.
He plays at Florida State, and then All-Stud son get ready to go to college if he doesn't already.
He's already there.
Deion Sanders' kid is about to go into college, too, and these are all going to be like pro athletes.
Yeah, we sat next to Jordan's son when we went to see Jay-Z in Orlando.
Yeah.
Who else? Yeah, like our Buccaneers, their kids are in college.
Like, I remember those guys in college, and like they were in their 20s. Now I'm old enough to see their kids play.
All-Stud's kid's a quarterback.
Yeah.
And did he go to Purdue like All-Stud?
I think so, yeah. Or he's going to go.
I think he went already. I don't think he's playing it. But if he plays, if All-Stud's kid's a starting quarterback for a college team, that would get me to watch college football.
Right.
Because I feel like I kind of know, like I have a vested interest in that. And because I have no vested interest in any team. I mean, the closest I come is my sister goes to University of Florida.
Yeah.
And but I couldn't care less.
I know, like, Brad Culpepper's kid is pretty good, and he's in college now, too.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, we are getting old.
It just makes me, I see this, I'm like, oh, this is so depressing. I'm so old and fat and loser.
I don't know why fat has to be a part of it, but okay.
I'm having a tough time.
Oh, my dad told me that a long time ago, because when Ken Griffey Jr. was huge, it's how he goes, oh, I remember his dad playing. He goes, that's when you know you're feeling old, when you start seeing the guys you saw, their sons playing in the pros.
I've seen Ken Griffey Sr., Jr., and probably soon Ken Griffey III going to be playing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Penny Marshall died, and she was 76.
Yeah.
And I was like, my wife goes, oh, why'd she die? I go, well, she was 75. And I went, that's only like 28 more years from now.
Wow, put it this way. The majority of your life is over.
Your life is over.
Like, unless you're going to live to like 100 years old.
I'm going to go to 100.
The majority of your life is now over.
Galvin's going to be dying at like 62.
No, I never said that. I think it's going to be like, I'm going to be 90, and I'm going to be like, oh, it's been a good life. And then go, we figured it out. Here's the pill. The man, I go, whoop. Turn back to 25.
And my guess is Galvin dies first, healthiest out of all of us. And he dies first, just like that. Those runners where they're like, this guy runs 10 miles every... What, he died? Heart attack? Yeah.
Out of this room, I'd be first to go, I think.
Why? Stress?
Just everything, yeah.
It's everything.
It's amazing to me that you're... That you... Like, last Christmas, we talked to Gio, and he let us in on the stories about his stepfather, which I had never known about. And I know Gio longer than anybody in this room. And they've been amazing. Then there's bird stories... There's all kinds of things. Now we find out, what do you think that you're going to die from?
In like the last 6 months, I went to the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack.
From what?
I have no idea.
What did they say?
Like they checked everything out. I got an EKG and they hooked me all up and they said, no, you're fine now.
That's another sign you're old. Every time you go to the hospital, they give you an EKG. Yeah. I'm like, I've done this before. And they're like, no, let's do it again.
Are you having panic attacks maybe? Instead of a heart attack where you think it's a heart attack?
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was supposed to get some more tests, taken and it didn't go.
That's good.
Well, that's part of the problem because now every time you have a chest pain, you're like, well, I never checked it out.
Yeah. Is your pulse spiking?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes.
I've had so many EKGs, I could read my own EKG.
Right. I felt a lot. I was really nervous. I thought, I'm having a heart attack, and I would start Googling stuff. And I'm like, I should go. And then once I went and had an EKG, like, I think you're fine. I had a full, checkup, but I still think something's wrong.
I went to the 54 in Collier. There's a little 24-hour clinic there, and I was having really bad chest pains because I was coughing a lot. And I was like, I can't tell if it's from the coughing or if something's wrong. And I'm not the kind of guy. I'm not a macho guy. I'm like, I'll go straight to the hospital and have me checked out. I got insurance,
Yeah.
So I went there, and they I got in the thing and they gave me an EKG, and the doctor comes over and he goes, we're gonna send you to the hospital because your EKG came back abnormal. And I was like, okay, so I should go there now? He goes, no, we're gonna call an ambulance. And I was like, oh my God, am I dying? And they were like, we just want to be sure, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay. So they wheel me out into the ambulance. They close the door, and these team of medics get in there, and this one guy looks at me and goes, are you Cowhead? This is probably about 6 years ago. And I go, yeah. And he goes, how you feeling? I go, I feel fine. He goes, all right, give me a second. And they do another EKG. He goes, I'm going to be honest. Like, this guy calls the ambulance for everything. really? He goes, yeah, he goes, it's a matter of now you got to pay for it. And he goes, I would say go to the hospital and let them check you out if he thinks they should check you out. He goes, but from our point of view, he's like, he goes, I wouldn't drive there. He goes, can you have somebody drive you there? I was like, yeah, I guess so. My mother was a nurse at the hospital. So she came and picked me up, took me to her hospital. And they were like, yeah, you just. And I think that was when I had pneumonia for the second time. But they were like, yeah, your heart's fine. Then Dr. DePasquale looked at my EKG. And he goes, yeah, it looks normal. And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, look. So he showed me some abnormal ones. He goes, you don't have these. These are what they call tombstones. So if your EKG comes up and looks like a tombstone, he's like, you're done after that. So now I got little peaks and valleys, and you're all good.
But that's why a lot of people, like, they're not even taking ambulances or calling 911 anymore. They're just Ubering to the hospital because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's
wouldn't.
Like a guaranteed, like, $5,000 ambulance bill or something.
Yep. The first time I had a kidney stone, I was out at my parents' house. I was up visiting, and I was out there, and we didn't know what the hell was going on. I was pale white. I was sweating. My pain and stuff. So they called an ambulance. And the ambulance came, and they put me in there, and then they weren't even going, like, through red lights and stuff. I go, hey, if I'm paying for it, let's go. Meanwhile, my dad is following in his car right behind. Like, I could have just wrecked my dad's car.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I go, let's go. Light it up. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, man.
Also, the other thing is that that I worry about. So when I went to the hospital, I went to the emergency room one time. The first time I had pneumonia, when I had to spend a few days in the hospital, I went there by myself, and then Dr. DePasquale met me over there, and I was like, you don't have to come here. He goes, yeah. He goes, I don't trust these places, and blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, good news and bad news. Good news is not your heart. It's bad news. You have pneumonia, and they're keeping you overnight. I was like, all right, you know, it's not so bad. So I get in there, and they're giving me IVs, checking on me. And the next day, Dr. D shows up again, and I go, what do you do? You have your own practice. You have things to do. You have a family. He goes, I don't trust these places. I want to go. So he's looking at my chart, and the nurse comes in, and he's like, I'm a doctor. I'm not a resident here, but can I take a look at that? He looks at it or whatever. And she goes to give my medicine, and as I'm going to take it, he stops me, and he goes, what is that? And she tells him, and he goes, I don't think that's what it says here. And he looks at the chart. It was one that sounded like that. And
she goes, this is
why I come here. He's like, and I went, oh, man, not everybody's got a friend who's a doctor.
Right.
That's dangerous.
That is.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like they were going to stop my heart, but it wasn't like what I was supposed to get. Yeah.
And that's the thing, is you go, oh, well, this is a doctor and this is a nurse, whatever. Meanwhile, there's a guy sitting somewhere who's like, yeah, Ken's a doctor now. Do you remember how many beer bongs?
Yeah.
He's like, popping, you know.
Yeah.
Or remember that whore we all banged who used to do coke off everyone's stuff? Yeah. She's a nurse now.
She's a nurse, That's my
nurse
mom,
with two
I think.
Kids. Oh, no.
She's on the Mike Kelta show. What?
JT, good morning.
Hello, this is KJ.
KJ.
KJ, JT. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, guy with letters for names.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on Gio not going back to the doctor when he has these checkups. I'm a cancer survivor, and I was diagnosed at age 32, and chest pains was part of the symptoms.
So you're saying he probably has cancer?
Yeah.
Is he considered this already?
What's that?
You think I haven't considered this already?
Yeah. Oh, that you have cancer?
Oh, right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I the only person in the world that thinks I'll never get cancer?
That's
probably good.
I like everybody else, the first thing they get a little sign of something, they're like, oh my God, what if it's cancer? I'm like, that's not cancer. I'm fine. I get you.
No, I said I've had a lot of people like that I know that have had cancer. That's why.
In your family?
So what do you think? So it might be hereditary. All right, sir, I'm sorry to take away from your young cancer life.
No. Not to cause alarm. I just wouldn't want him to ignore it, and it gets worse than what it is.
So is that what happened to you? Did it get worse for you?
Yeah, it got worse because you know, they simultaneously told me, you're young, you're in good health, you really don't have a problem, but take this test. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if you're telling me I'm really okay, then why am I going to take another test? You know, and it didn't really surface until I had to go to the ER because the chest pains got so ridiculous I didn't take it anymore. And that's when they told me I had lymphoma. It was stage two by that time, but again, if I had moved several months earlier, you know, it could have been remedied earlier probably. Mm.
So, CGO, don't ignore it, the guy is saying.
I kind of feel like I want to leave right now and go.
No, it's not. You're probably at stage three now. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. Do you want to go together? You want us all to go to the doctor?
Yeah, I want to go now, too, just in case.
Like, I'm convinced I'll just go to sleep one night and just not wake up.
That's the best.
Oh, man.
Would you choose that?
Probably.
Yeah, right?
No,
yeah.
But I would hate that my family would find me.
Nah, you'll be asleep.
Well, they would find me
in bed just with a smile on your face.
No, and there have been nights where I was.
I mean, think about it. He wouldn't be a smile. He'd be frozen in an awkward position with his mouth open. And
probably evacuate his bowels.
Yeah, 100%.
That's all the kids will remember.
There's been nights where I've been afraid to go to sleep, so I'm just pacing.
Okay, but
in my living room.
Can I tell you something? So I have a similar. I think I've talked about this before. I used to think when I lived with Pete that I was going to die when I went to sleep because I had really bad pains while I was sleeping. And it was because my bed was broke, and it was really back pain that was radiating through my chest. You could have something simple as a broken bed. Yeah.
It's possible.
And your whole life will be at ease. It sounds, Galvin's right, it sounds to me like you have anxiety issues.
Yeah. Oh, really bad.
So then get on some sort of medication.
Yeah.
I don't want to be all drugged up, though.
You're not all, that's the number one misconception. You're not all drugged up at all.
Or my second thing was you may have a hole in your heart.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
Yeah.
You may be in the advanced stages of lymphoma.
I went to Publix and took my blood pressure and it was high.
Oh,
and
I started
freaking out. And I'm like,
yeah. You know what? You can't take it in those stupid machines where you stick your arm in the cuff. They never work, right?
I'm so not worried about dying that when we did that live gig where Dingman hit me with the hockey pucks, my leg was like all purple. And I went to the doctor and he was like, you should probably get a like an ultrasound because you could have blood clots and you could die in the toilet. And I was like, yeah, all right, see you later. Have a good
blood
day.
Goes right up your heart, your brain.
Explode your head. Let me just tell you something. Here, you want something to think about to make you feel better?
Yes.
Brian Knobs is still alive.
That's true.
That's drugs. That's that hair. That's
too fat for the army.
Yeah. Too fat for the army for being fat. He is still alive and relatively healthy.
Yeah.
And so you're okay.
Yeah.
I just hope they say nice things about me on the radio when I die.
No. I'm going to be like, I didn't even know he worked here.
Yeah. They won't, but, you know.
Is that what you worry about? I don't care about that at all. No. I worry about... The anxiety that I used to have when my son was born is that I'd die while he was little. Now I don't want to die while he's 12, but yeah. I mean, he's at least old enough now where I spend a lot of time with him. Like, that, you need anxiety medication is what you need.
Probably.
Chill out a little bit. But that would help so many aspects of your life out.
Or a good psychiatrist.
No, maybe you have deeper problems than the wicked stepfather that we don't know about.
You don't need anxiety medication unless that is CBD oil. Like, do a little bit of that.
Yeah. That'd be true, too.
Don't be taking, you know, the Lexapro and the this and that, whatever stuff.
It could be that. You could need that.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about it.
I'm going to die.
You seem so chill. Like, you don't ever seem like you're having...
Oh, I see Gio when he's freaking out. You were freaking out the other day when we were trying to get somebody... that kid on the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who quit over the Walmart. I came out of the door and Gio ran up to me with a sheet of paper and he was like, I've been trying to get him on the phone for the past 2 hours.
Just think of this, though. Every day, you're sitting next to a guy that's 142 years old.
That is true.
Defying the odds of life.
He'll be on the planet long after I'm gone.
Yeah.
Still going strong. He's there. He started the resurgence of the Strokes. just at his age, he was able to bring the Strokes career back. I love that the Strokes are going to come back stronger and better than ever, and then they're going to tour simultaneously, and nobody's going to see you. They're just going to go see the real Strokes.
Yeah.
You ruined. Not true. Everyone's coming to see us.
Nobody's going to go see either of them.
That's probably true, too.
So you guys don't care at all what people say about you after you're gone? Doesn't bother you or think about it?
No. Really? I care only about three people.
Yeah.
My two kids and my wife, and I care less about her.
Oh, I've got a list.
Oh, my God.
Like what?
I've got a list of people Because, you know, once you die, everybody was your best friend and everybody has great things. Yeah. There's a list of people that I have that I want the people to know they were not my friends, and I did not like them. That way they cannot say, oh, it was so, he was so great. We were so close.
Like
we
who?
Friends.
Tell me who's on the list.
I can't. The people, some people you wouldn't even know.
Like, no, I only want to know about the ones I would know.
Probably none that you know.
Oh.
But I just have a, you know, because everybody's your best friend when you die.
Let me tell you another
Greg
way.
From,
Yeah.
Let me tell you another way about around anxiety and that sort of issue that you're having there. Do what I do. Handle that ass while you're alive.
That's true.
I like most people. If I don't like you, you know it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in your mind whether or not I like you or not. Now there's people who work here that are like, I don't know if he likes me. I don't know if you like me either. So we're even, but I'm talking about people that I really hate. Those people know I hate them because I've told them at some point, I hate you.
I want to live life like that.
That almost feels as good as telling somebody that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Is to tell them, people, like, there's no room in life for hate. There is. You don't wake up hoping to hate somebody, but hate is a real feeling. And if you exercise that and tell somebody, look at me, I hate you. I hate you, and I hate everything that about you, and I want you to suffer, and I want your family to suffer with you because I hate you so much.
Oh my God.
There is a satisfying feeling about that for you.
Yeah, holding that hate in is what's making your heart explode.
Oh, maybe.
Might be true. Let's go find somebody on your list and kill them today.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely do that.
Spanish. I hate your guts.
I'll jump out the window for you. You don't have to kill me.
There's nobody on that list that I know that we might be able
to... No, probably not, no. Sorry.
If you ask me, my list, I don't even think my list exists anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody that's on my list, my, you know, fake list, knows that I hate them. So I don't have any, there's no doubt whether or not I need to tie up some loose ends with those people. You know I hate you.
I keep stuff bottled up.
This is wonderful.
That was healthy.
I don't like this. I want to leave the room now.
Gio, this should be making you feel better.
I feel worse right now.
Why?
I just wanted to come in and talk sports.
I think we need to do a once a week check in, a wellness check with Gio.
All right.
And now a wellness check with Gio.
I'm like sweating.
All right.
Yeah, you're very nervous, too. I never realized how nervous you are.
I'm not nervous. I don't know.
I'm going to bring a doctor in once a week to give you an EKG in the studio and to check you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't feel nervous right now.
We need to get some of the defib paddles and have them in the other room.
Yeah, they're too far. They're in the break room. They're too far.
How medically trained do you think Joe is if something happened?
Oh, he has no idea.
Grab my heart. Like,
Joe's going to hold a mirror under your nose. That's all he knows how to do. And then maybe
do a line off it.
Yeah. He'll put some leeches on you and drill a hole into your brain.
He's going to tell you there are ghosts in your blood. Do some cocaine about it.
Jessica, what do you got for Gio?
I'm sorry?
I said, what do you have for Gio there?
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Hi.
I'm a nurse, and I totally understand that if you're in the hospital, you should have somebody medical with you. I don't think everyone has that luxury, but not all nurses, you know, snort coke and bang dudes.
I wish they did.
But you know some. You know some, don't you, Jessica? You're like, I can't believe this bitch is a nurse.
I do, though. Yeah. But that doesn't take away from the professional, like how I know people who, you know, you party and you can work just as hard as you party. It doesn't make you less successful or any less professional. But as far as anxiety goes, like I used to have really bad anxiety when I became a new nurse. It was really like, you know, it's hard. It's terrifying. And the chest pains and the anxiety and all that. And then, Gio, I don't know if you have it, like, in your family. A lot of times if you have depression and anxiety kind of in your family, you're genetically predisposed.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of alcoholism.
And a lot of times alcoholism or any kind of addiction, a lot of times underlying the addiction is like the Band-Aid to the actual problem, which all the time is usually anxiety or OCD or depression or
right.
Whatever.
That's where they become the alcoholics, and that's but also it is for the same thing that Gio is because he didn't go to a professional and get regular medication or anything to regulate it.
Yeah, so I try to be open with my experience because I feel like mental health is very undervalued, and I feel like a lot of people would like for instance, not Gio. What's the other guy's name? Mike. I'm so sorry.
From where? From here, Rob.
From here, no. That's on the show right now.
Spanish, Galvin.
No,
Joey?
Galvin. Hey, Galvin. Sorry. I haven't had coffee yet. I'm so sorry. you said don't go on medication. Well, sometimes people genetically are predisposed to lack certain hormones, neuroscience wise, that just put them they need it, like a diabetic.
Oh, that's exactly that's why I take the Lexapro, is because when I had an imbalance, I had a chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
So I wasn't suffering from stay at home and cry depression, like, which is what everybody thinks depression is, but yeah. I definitely had anxiety, and that fixed it right away. A very low dose.
Yeah, I'm not saying nobody should go on medication. What I'm saying is a lot of times doctors will be like, yep, here's some pills, take these, whatever.
Yes. Which is true.
Yeah, yeah, there's too many of those, whatever. True. If you find out, though, and if there's another route that you can go that's not necessarily, you know, pharmaceutical, it's probably a little bit better for you.
Do you know, I had, the first time I had any sort of inkling that I had some sort of anxiety or something, I went to the doctor and they gave me, because it was affecting my blood pressure a little bit, they gave me Xanax and they told me I could take it like 7 times a day.
God damn.
Yeah.
No.
And I was like, it was probably a low dosage, but I went, so I went and I filled it, and they gave me this giant bottle, and I brought it home and I looked at it and I was like, I don't want this. I don't want it because that would have made me a zombie.
No, you're not supposed to, first you exhaust all their options, Gio, I've done, therapy, and
That's all right, go ahead.
What?
You said the S word.
Oh.
It's all right, I dumped it, go ahead, keep going.
Oh, thank you, I'm so sorry.
Gosh,
I need coffee. I exhausted every option, and I was like, Galvin, I'm like, no, I'm not going on medication. I don't need medication. I can't. I'm not one of, and I was so against it. But then it got to a point where it's like, I can't live this way anymore.
Can I just jump in real quick? Is because it's like Gio said, you think, because of what you see in the news and movies and stuff, you think that if you take medication, you're going to be a zombie all the time. Like, I know a bunch of comedians.
Yeah, no, it's not like that at all.
No.
At all. My life is like, how could I have lived this way? You know, how could I have listened to... I'm just thankful that I gave it a try, because it's like, finally now I can take a deep breath every day, whereas before it was like I was kind of struggling to take shallow breaths, like, metaphorically.
Yeah. You might have saved Gio's life today.
I got to tell you, you still seem imbalanced to me.
I think.
Yeah, you may want to check it. See where you're at on your meds.
No coffee.
And because I have to go in, I'm actually driving into work right now.
Good. Definitely multitask.
Yoga, meditation, mindfulness, go to therapy. And off the air, I can recommend a psychiatrist.
Oh, that's baby steps for Gio. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Pungan. I appreciate it. I got to go. Can I tell you what helps also?
Please.
Tortoises?
I was just about to say, you know what I would give you, what my recommendation would be?
More
get
bird.
A dog.
Oh. Yeah,
Oh, yeah, get rid of the birds. That's the anxiety. You can't pet it or do anything. It's no fun. It's in a cage.
What's it sound like?
Nailed it.
Is your bird always joking?
Were you at my house?
I sit outside my little Zen garden with my tortoise and watch him eat vegetables.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Damn. I feel great. All right, I gotta take a break.
Yes.
Gio, I feel bad. I mean, Jesus, how many times are we going to replace your position?
This was horrible.
First, we get Spanish. We had to keep giving him promotions because he was so nervous until he finally felt comfortable. Then we hired Rob, and he cried.
Yeah.
Now we got you here, and
I don't feel nervous. I just
to go.
Think I'm going to die.
We're all going to die.
Yeah. Yeah,
get it through your head. We're sooner, all going to die.
I'm going to die young.
Yeah. Meh. You can't tell. You don't know.
Oh, man. We're going to play this when you die next week.
He called it.
Yeah. He was right.
He knew it. Yeah. He should have listened to his body.
I don't know who's on the list, but you weren't friends with him.
Is there anything you definitely don't want to happen in your day? Like, I don't want there to be some sort of Josh organized band thing in a parking lot somewhere to raise money where they bring my kids out there and they give them a big check. And please don't do any of that. I've got insurance. I'm fine. My kids will be rich.
I would prefer no funeral. It's expensive. It's a cost.
Think about it.
Is to throw you in a lake?
Yeah, I do.
Cremation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cremation, and then we got a little ceremony somewhere.
They don't even the ceremony.
You gotta do that for the people who are still alive,
right? But I don't want people, my family, to come out of pocket to pay for a funeral or something.
No.
It's expensive as hell.
Right. No. You don't want that. Cremation, And then everybody go to dinner and talk about what a great guy you are.
Yeah. And maybe can we do cremation, like where we put his body on a bunch of logs and light it on fire out at sea?
Viking funeral? Yeah, that works. Yeah. By the way, that'll totally cremate his body, not just burn it beyond repair and then, you know, just out there.
Yeah, but you burn the whole boat, then it just sinks in the water and the fish eat you, and then eventually your kids go fishing and they catch the fish that ate you, and now you're back in your kid's body.
No. Kids go fishing and they pull at a corpse. Badly burned.
Yeah, that too. That can also happen.
So you're down with that?
Listen, I feel horrible now.
I'd like to reiterate, when I'm dead, do whatever you want.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. I mean, like, don't hang me upside down and use me like a pinata because my kids will see that. But bury me and put me in a wooden box, and if I'm too tall for the box, break my legs off at the knees and bend them backwards because I'm dead, and it doesn't matter.
We're gonna chop your head off and put it on Ralphie's back, just like Breaking Bad. Yeah.
That would be a fitting tribute.
Yeah.
Let me walk out into the desert. Perfect.
I'm gonna get you taxidermied in a hugging position, and just every time I see you, just gonna give you a big hug.
You might as well bend me over at that point. It's equally as insulting.
What if we taxidermy and then just had you in here with your hand up and we high five you?
High five it.
Let's start the show, everybody. High five, Michael. Let's start the show. I'm fine. I'm dead. I don't care.
Right.
I'm upstairs in the Beetlejuice waiting room. Maybe upstairs. I'm somewhere mid level. Just chilling out. So what you guys decided to do is perfect.
Oh, my God. What if we taxidermy you and we put chicken eyes in your eyes, like from that picture you saw yesterday?
Oh, my God. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Also, stop sending me the guy with the exploding glitter package. I'm not as impressed as everybody else.
I know, and I still think it's fake.
It's definitely not fake.
Listen, I get that he worked for NASA.
Right. No, but I wonder if the videos are fake.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What? Get that out of my house! Am I on camera? Was that good? Do I need to do another take?
Is that a fart spray?
Yeah. Oh, hells no. That's how people talk, right?
All right. We didn't play Sporkle yet.
No.
So when we come back, we're going to do that, and then we're going to do news. And I really don't care how late we are because we're basically on vacation.
Yeah. Big whoop. That's what I said.
I do want to tell you, Gio, that one of the things that could help you out, maybe not you, because you said fat. I don't think you're fat.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm fat, so I can't look at you and think you're fat. I'm going to go on Dr. Urshan on January 7th. That's going to be my start date. I'm a little bit nervous about it because, you know, it's a change of your lifestyle. But then again, it's only 40 days. And look what it did for Galvin.
Yeah. 42 pounds in 40 days.
Just on the peak of becoming fat Galvin. He went, stop, flip it, smack it up, flip it, reverse it. And now look at him. He's skinny. He's got long hair, beard.
Mm-hmm.
He's back to being old school skinny Galvin again.
Basically Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
basically. So basically, if you go on Dr. Urshan's diet, you become Bradley Cooper.
It's very possible.
Maybe it's time to let the old fat die. Yeah, and right now, the initial consultation is just $15. And if you pay in December, you can save 15%, and then you can start anytime in January of 2019.
You can start with me. We could do it together.
Because you're like, hey, I want Christmas cookies, and then I want to be skinny.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. If you're thinking about starting, don't start now. Now is not going to do it. You got another 20 days of eating. But after the holidays are over, everybody's going to run to the gym, and it's a good way to start. New year, new look on things. Start off with Dr. Urshan. GetThinBone.com. That's GetThinBone.com. You can go there, you can make your appointment, get all the phone numbers, everything you need, all the information, and get started on it. 40 days.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.